This track gives guidance for a 10-minute meditation of a more spacious form. So we're not going to particularly focus on the breath or on anything. Now, it's normal to do this form of meditation while sitting. So either on a chair or a kneeling stool, if you like, or a cushion on the floor, whatever way it's comfortable for you to sit. But if you prefer to stand, then that's fine. Doing the meditation standing. It's much more important that you're comfortable for this next 10 minutes. And if you prefer to lie down, that's also fine. One good technique, if you are going to lie down, is to bend one of your arms at the elbow so that the hand is up in the air. And if you do fall asleep, then this means that your hand will fall down and this will wake you up again. So settling yourself into whatever position is most comfortable for the next 10 minutes. And if you prefer to walk, then that's also fine. Just gentle, slow walking. And if you are sitting, then it's a good idea to have the spine upright. So if possible, don't lean against the back of the chair, but instead support your spine with your own energy. And this really helps with alertness. So a nice image would be that there's a little string coming from the crown of your head and being tugged ever so gently upwards towards the ceiling. So the crown of your head is lifting slightly, and that in turn is lifting the neck, and the neck in turn is lifting each bone in the spine so that your back becomes erect. And then the rest of the body can relax off the central column of energy. So your face could relax. If you like, your eyes could gently close, or else just be lowered so that they're looking towards the floor. And your shoulders can relax as best they can. Your arms can relax down, and your hands just be comfortable some way on your lap. And relaxing as well the chest and the stomach and the legs. So you're sitting here relaxed and yet alert. And similarly, if you're standing or walking or lying, you're relaxed and yet alert. So we're interested in being with our experience for the next about 8 minutes. Just noticing whatever is taking our attention, but not particularly trying to focus on anything. We're just being present to ourselves and to the world around us. Just taking it easy. Now, if at any stage your mind starts wandering, then just as soon as you notice that you've been off thinking and you haven't really been paying attention to what's happening, make a mental note of whatever it was that drew your attention away. So was it worrying or planning? And then bringing your attention back to this present moment. Maybe remind yourself that you're just being present. Nothing to achieve. No role to play. There's no special state you have to be in. You're just learning to pay attention to your present moment experience. Just sitting, or standing, or walking, or lying down. And if your mind wanders 1,000 times, then your only job is to be willing 1,000 times to invite your attention back into this moment, your experience of being here and now within your body at this moment. If there's a lot of sounds drawing your attention, then just listening for as long as they draw your attention. And really listening to the rhythm, for example, the raw data of the sound, the pitch, the loudness. And if you notice you're thinking about the sound, like maybe if it's traffic and you're thinking, oh, the traffic's getting really heavy and that's a bus, and I wonder, is it a number 49? And if you're thinking a lot like that, then just notice, oh, that's thinking. And if possible, letting your attention be drawn more towards the sound itself, the loudness and the rhythm and the pitch and so on. And you might notice that you're breathing, and not particularly trying to focus down, but just maybe noticing the rhythmic motions of the breath if they draw your attention. Or you might notice the touching of various parts of the body on whatever is supporting you. Feet on the floor, for example. Just allowing your attention to be called by whatever calls it in the present moment. And whenever your mind drifts away, just bringing it back to the present moment. And if you notice yourself getting sleepy, then it's a good idea to double check, especially if you're sitting, that your spine is still erect and energized. So maybe giving a little mental tug on that puppet string up at the crown of your head. And just checking that your head is still gently rising upwards and that each bone of your spine is still being pulled ever so slightly upwards by the puppet string. And this can really help us to stay awake and alert. Maybe even opening your eyes for a few minutes can also help if you're feeling very, very sleepy. So we're just trying to stay awake enough to know that we're sleepy. Not trying to get into a battle with sleepiness. Just knowing that we are sleepy is enough. Mindfulness just acknowledges whatever is going on. So if sleepiness is going on, that's fine. All we want to do is stay awake enough to know that we're sleepy. And if you're feeling very restless and wanting the meditation to be over, again, just knowing that. And despite all that, relaxing as best you can. Just trusting that learning to be with restlessness is actually very, very beneficial. Can bring a lot of calm to our lives if we can learn to be with our restlessness without having to give in to it and start getting active and doing this and doing that and doing the other. But instead, learning to sit still with restlessness. It's a great act of kindness to ourselves. So doing our best to relax with whatever is going on for us in the present moment. So just calling your attention back again and again if it wanders, to just being present, the stillness of the present moment. Being open to whatever calls your attention in the present moment. Sounds from around you, feelings from within the body, various moods that might be passing through your mind. Now and again, reminding yourself that there's nothing to be achieved here. We're just learning to be present within our bodies, present to our lives, open to experience. And then bringing this meditation period to a close, but taking a moment to congratulate yourself for having trained your mind to stay still. And now taking that stillness and calm into whatever is the next activity of your day.